Item last, miscellaneous staff reports. Do we have any staff reports this morning?
Just one report. Since we are in March, I wanted to provide an update on where we are with applications received for retirement dates in March. And we're at 109 applications, which is about 26% below what we saw last year. We do have a couple more days in the month, but it looks like we're going to have less applications this year than we've seen the last 2 years. Because if you may recall, 2022, we were about 50% higher than what we are right now. So that's it.
Interesting. Any other staff comments or reports? All right, trustee comments.
I think that's
what, yeah. No, I'm sorry, outside professionals. My apologies, Scott. Did you have any reports or comments? All right. Should read the agenda before I call things out. All right, trustee comments. Well, David, are you going to report? Yes, happy to. Even got out what is left of my notes. David and I attended the National Association of Securities Professionals Private Equity Conference this last week. I thought it was one of the better conferences that I've been to that they've put on. I think they're really dialing in the panels a little better and the subject matter. I would say I'll just briefly summarize. The keynoter for this particular conference, my notes reflect, he was an energetic speaker. But the short version of this, yes, David and I had several interactions about it. The key takeaway was his concern for inflation and the parade of horribles that flows from it. Leading to societal collapses and financial collapses. So it was a great cautionary about the risks of inflation and his concerns with the actions of the Fed or the inactions of the Fed in this climate. And of course, he hit on obligatory topics like the inequity of wealth distribution and the like. But so I would say that at least from the keynoter standpoint, it was a little bit dour. I guess I would say it that way. But I think David and I agreed that in terms of the logic train of the presentation, both of us felt that the case wasn't made that the dire parade of horribles potentially bad outcomes from the current economic climate were likely to occur because the premises and the conclusions that you would need to draw to get to that really weren't developed in the time that he had to present. So, if I've mischaracterized that, correct me, but that was the takeaway that I had.
Yeah, he's one of the few people that I hear. He's an economist. Gordon Johnson is his name.
Yeah, thank you.
And he's one of the few people that's calling for an increase in interest rates and doesn't like the idea that the Fed is contemplating a decrease in interest rates. And his feeling was that spec investments are just really high right now, and he used crypto as an example, that Bitcoin being 65,000-70,000 so forth, that there's just flooding of funds into speculative investments. He's worried that the inflation is going to bounce back, and that is going to cause a lot of harm and upheaval. So he was passionate about how we need to increase interest rates to make sure that we're cooling our jets and calm down on the speculative stuff.
And it was a quiet room after his remarks, I would say. I think that's how I best react.
Did he deal with fiscal policy as opposed to monetary policy, or in addition to monetary policy? Monetary is interest rates. Fiscal is what the government spends that it doesn't have and prints. And my sense is far more inflation comes from fiscal policy. Monetary policy is trying to control it, the impact, but the inflation comes from our spending beyond our means. Did he deal with that side of it?
I think the short answer is no. I would say that's a sort of a Milton Friedman kind of an outlook
absolutely.
That you just described. But I don't think he had a position on that, or he didn't articulate one. At least my notes don't reflect it.
Yeah, I didn't get much of a sense of that.
The other item I would comment on, there were several.
Scott and I were saying we wish you were there in the room.
Yeah, actually, we did.
We wanted to bounce all this off of you because it was really kind of a machine gun presentation. And hard to keep up
with. His coffee was different than the ones that we had. There's no doubt about it. He was energetic. There were several. I'll summarize quickly. There were a number of really good panels. I thought, for me, the one that I enjoyed the most was the venture capital group of largely institutional investors who talked about that market segment. They're very upbeat about it. Lots of positive returns. The little snippets that you get along the way are to me sometimes the most interesting. The sentiment expressed was that AI is as significant or more so than the development of the internet, which I thought was an interesting comment from them. Defense tech in terms of VC allocations and biotech is on the uptick, very, very, very robust, positive on that, bullish on that. And the other interesting comment that came out of that panel on VC investments was identifying the biggest single risk to VC investors. And what was said, and it makes sense when you think about it, is governance. And FTX was an example used. Theranos was another example used. One of the panelists who was an institutional employee of an institutional investor had a friend, an individual who was an investor in Theranos, and didn't have access to basic financials, and felt, even though as a significant individual investor, didn't have access to the governance structure, to what I think David described as the celebrity board that was behind that particular investment. So, the number one bugaboo for VC investment: governance. And stability and governance structure, accountability, and transparency. Crosses all asset lines.
That was the focus of the folks on the panel.
Correct.
So the venture folks on the panel were really focused on, to make VC work, you really have to be assured that the governance is there and transparency is there.
Our friend that's about to be sentenced in the FTX is like the poster child for everything that can go wrong and then some, right? So lack of governance is what you get when you have that. Any other trustee comments? That's our report from the NASP conference, but not seeing any. So we will stand adjourned. See you next time.